and welcome to the Confidence Like a Boss podcast, and I am your host, the confidence creator, Siobhan Speaks. In today's episode, we are going to discuss girl power, sisterhood, and why you should be embracing the B word. I said it. Your life is getting ready to change in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I woke up. Independent.
Good morning. Starting that day off right if you're listening to the Confidence Like a Boss podcast. Where my girls at? From the front to back, is you feeling that? I put one hand up, can you repeat that? That used to be my song back in the day, and the reason why I started off with that song is because it reminds me of girl power and the unity of girls. Beyonce had it right too when she said, "Who run the world, girls?" The world that we live in today does not necessarily unite women as one. Most of the women are competing with each other. They're not empowering each other. This necessarily goes back in the time. Even if you look at hip-hop, you think about Foxy Brown, you think about Lil' Kim, you think about Cardi B, you think about Nicki Minaj. You look at all these empowered, influential women, and everybody's beefing. Everybody wants to compete with each other. I remember growing up listening to that hot song with Lil' Kim, Left Eye, The Brat, Missy Elliott, Angie Martinez. They was talking about ladies' night. They weren't talking about beefing or comparing each other with each other. They all knew that they were created for a time like that. And that's where I want to see us women at in 2019. We have to get to a point in our life where we feel confident enough. That's why I believe that confidence is the key, the essential key to growing as a person, growing in society, growing at work, growing in your relationship, growing with your family. If you don't have the confidence that you need to be able to walk into the room and not care about what anyone says, you're not going to be able to, number one, allow yourself in the space where there are other confident women. Two, this world is saturated with motivational speakers, podcasts, coaches. Everyone's trying to do it in this world. And if you allow yourself to maximize on your own confidence and maximize on your own abilities and not compare yourself to others, you won't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. So when I say girl power, I mean it's time for us women to unite, empower, not just pretend, but unite, empower, and encourage others to want to grow. One of the missions that I am promoting in 2019 is I am my sister's keeper. And when I think about that mission statement for my brand, Siobhan Speaks, I'm basically stating that if I am my sister's keeper, emotionally, physically, spiritually, I am there to help my sister, no matter if it's a friend, a family member, a business partner, someone on the street. You put yourself in a situation or in a mind frame that you are willing to help and supersede any of your own emotions or barriers to help your sister grow. If we are not helping each other grow, we are staying in the same place. We have to be able to get our own self in check and be able to walk into the room and be able to encourage and not compete. I'm telling you, we have to be able to dominate the market. Us competing is all this don't even matter. Weber's dictionary states that sisterhood is a state of being a sister in a relationship, a state of being a community or a social sister, especially in a society where there's so many mixed directions. I mean, the world we live in right now, it's okay for your ass to be all out. It's okay for you to be jacking somebody else's man. It's okay for you to be malice. And you think that that's going to help you grow. We have to unite with each other. Create that bond of a sisterhood. So that we, together, can conquer the challenges of this world. And by doing so, we can unleash the B that we are. Yes, the B word. It is okay to embrace the B word. When I say B word, what comes to mind first? I'll wait. Let me hear it. Beautiful, bold, badass, believer, bold, blessed, bona fide. All those words start with the B and they all matter. But the word that I'm coming to you to tell you that you should be embracing every day, what you should be feeling every day, what will help you conquer life's challenges, what will help you be bold and live that confident life, is the B word, meaning boss. 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 You should be okay with being the boss over your life. So, if you want to be a boss, you want to boss up, you want to have the confidence, my book will be out officially in April. I'm so excited. Still have a few things to do. Working with my publisher, working on some marketing, working on some branding. So if you want to live that boss life, be a boss, upgrade yourself, I'll be coming back to you with more information. Embrace the B word. The B word is boss. So be a boss, act like a boss, think like a boss. Be a boss. When you walk into the room, stand up tall, stick your chest out, and walk in like a boss.